Unit 11, The Making of Detroit. 1. In 1701, there was a Cadillac in Detroit, even though the first car wasn't invented until nearly 200 years later. Detroit in those days was a fur trading center built by French settlers under the leadership of Antoine de La Mothe Cadillac and with the permission of the French king Louis XIV. Detroit today is the sixth largest city in the United States. Sometimes called the Motor City, it is the center of automobile production. It is also an international city that has grown through the hard work of all the immigrants who went there looking for a better life. 2. Detroit is a French word meaning strait, which is a narrow body of water connecting two larger bodies. The Detroit River connects Lake St. Clair and Lake Erie. Detroit is located in the state of Michigan, which was claimed by the French in 1634. At least six Native American tribes inhabited Michigan when the French built their first mission there. Fur traders also came to Michigan to trade with the Indians, who lived peacefully alongside the fur trading centers. 3. In 1760, however, the French lost their American territories to the British. In 1763, the Native Americans fought the English, who wanted their land. A chief named Pontiac, from the Ottawa tribe, was one of their leaders. Following Pontiac, the Native Americans seized one fort after another, except the one at Detroit. Finally, in late 1763, the natives had to give up their struggle. The British had to do likewise when they lost the Revolutionary War to the Americans. Michigan became the 26th state in 1837, with Detroit as its capital. However, in 1847, Lansing became the capital and still is today. 4. On June 4, 1896, Henry Ford of Detroit finished his first automobile. Since it was too big to fit through the door of his workshed, Ford picked up an axe and cut the door down. Then he drove his invention down Detroit's Grand River Avenue. Also, in 1896, Charles King produced his first car in Detroit, and Ransom Olds produced a car in Lansing. The rest is history. 5. Cars sold like hotcakes. Detroit sold cars as quickly as they made them and became the country's top car manufacturing city. In 1899, Ransom Olds founded the Olds Motor Works. David Buick founded the Buick Company in 1902. Henry Ford began the Ford Motor Company in 1903. A few years later, John and Horace Dodge founded the Dodge Brothers Car Company. So influential were the Detroit car companies that streets were named after them. But cars did not build the city of Detroit. People did. 6. The car makers needed workers, and soon the word spread. People came from everywhere to find work in Detroit. The Germans were one of the largest and earliest groups to come. They were followed by Russians, Hungarians, Austrians, and Poles. Polish traditions are still very strong in Detroit, where their music can be heard and food tasted at festivals and restaurants. Among Detroit's many ethnic groups are the Greeks, many of whom live in a neighborhood called Greektown. In recent years, other groups from the Middle East, India, Mexico, and Latin America have made Detroit their home. There is also a large Arab population and at least seven other ethnic groups. All summer long, Detroit has riverfront festivals that feature different ethnic groups' traditional food, dances, music, and costumes. 7. Detroit is also known for its large population of African Americans. Many came from the South in the 1940s and 1950s to find work and better living conditions. Today, 2/3 of Detroiters are African American. In the 1960s, Detroit's African American singing stars like Diana Ross created the Motown sound in the music world. Today, Detroit is home to a thriving music industry. 8. Detroit, after all, is not just a car town. It's home to a diverse population and to computer firms, universities, museums, and gardens. It is the gateway for shipping between Great Lakes ports and host to more than 250,000 pleasure boats. It is a place where the past and the future meet, a city of skyscrapers and historic buildings. Most importantly, it is a place where people live and work and dream.